Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight, Alec Baldwin taunted. See his on-camera confrontation.
Give me one quick favor.
Plus, Delta Burke's confessions. Why the TV star turned to crystal meth to lose weight.
This is obviously not right.
And
I'm so dead.
Jelly Roll's private pain. His wife's pleas as he quits social media.
Enough is enough. It hurts him.
Then we're with Luke Bryan after his nasty onstage fall.
I need viral moments.
I know.
And Orlando Bloom on the hardest part of his relationship with Katy Perry.
Honey, I'm impressed. Now stop.
Plus, Kim Kardashian's first interview since the rumored Taylor Swift diss track.
She wrote headlines.
What's so crazy is
E.T. starts now.
How does that sound?
TV icon and designing women star Delta Burke generated a lot of buzz today with her crystal meth weight loss confession back in the headlines. Welcome everyone to Entertainment Tonight.
We're going to get to that, but we start with Alec Baldwin. His Russ movie trial is a little over 2 months away, but yesterday in New York, another viral confrontation for Alec.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time?
He's getting screamed at, and she just literally right in his face.
You know, you criminal.
He was just minding his business.
Could you give me one quick favor?
He only hit her phone. I would have done more.
Yeah. Clearly was trying to get a rise out of him.
Alec, can you say free Palestine?
Don't do that again.
Can you say free Palestine?
I do not blame him at all. Anybody would have reacted like this.
Alec is taunted for nearly a minute and a half before he smacks the phone away from the woman.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone.
By noon Pacific time today, the viral confrontation posted by the videographer Crackhead Barney had more than 10 million views on Twitter and was a topic across all media. Here's a breakdown.
Can you say free Palestine?
On Instagram footage, the woman seems to target Alec, following him into the coffee shop. Moments later, Alec appears to call the cops. The NYPD tells us that yesterday at 4:44 p.m., there was a 911 call for harassment. No action was taken because it was deemed unnecessary. This is just the latest incident in the last 4 months for the 66-year-old who has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge in the Rush shooting case. His New Mexico trial begins in 78 days.
No jail time, Alec?
I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Now to a star who spent decades being publicly harassed and viciously fat-shamed during her peak of fame.
And the damn press brought me the greatest pain. More than I can describe.
80s icon and designing women star Delta Burke appeared on the Glamorous Trash podcast, confessing she took pills called Black Beauties in the morning to keep her from eating. When she found out those were illegal, she turned to meth.
Nobody knew about crystal meth. She said, here it is, you chop it up, you snort it. I said, I don't want to snort it. So I put it in cranberry juice. and drink it and wouldn't eat for 5 days.
Delta has been very candid with ET over the years about the self-inflicted abuse her body went through during that time.
It's been very extreme diets that don't really count as diets. It's been diet pills, speed, crystal meth, and no food to maintain. And I can starve and not lose at this point because I've messed my system up.
Maybe I should just have a sign that says caution, wide load.
They were still saying, your butt's too big, your legs are too big. And I now look back at those pictures and go, I was a freaking goddess. They treat serial killers kinder than they do if you put on some weight.
Although Delta says the scrutiny over her weight during Designing Women was painful, it was worth it because that's where she met husband of nearly 35 years, NCIS LA and This Is Us star Gerald McRaney.
Do you still miss me?
Sometimes, when I'm drunk.
What's the secret to this? I mean, you guys seem so lovely.
When I met him, it was just sudden and it worked and it was meant to be.
Jelly Roll's wife of 7 years, Bunny XO, is also standing by her spouse in the face of body shamers.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight, and like that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby.
The 44-year-old model is making that confession on the Dumb Blonde podcast, which drops tomorrow. Jelly Roll hasn't posted to Instagram in 2 weeks, during a time which has seen him become one of country music's biggest stars. I should know
by now. My husband doesn't show it to you guys. It hurts him.
E.T. was just with this devoted couple 2 weeks ago as Jelly Roll swept the CMT Awards.
My beautiful wife, I am blessed to have you as a best friend.
Being proud is like not even...
The country star recently revealed he's making health a priority and has lost 70 pounds training for an upcoming 5K race.
Are you still on track for the 5K by May?
Oh, dude, I'm doing a 5K for sure. Yes, it's the ice bath. Let's go, baby.
Now let's move on to a moment worth celebrating for the royal family. 44 days after Photogate, a sweet, unedited snap of birthday boy Louis. Lying on a blanket, a giant grin, and if you look closely, a missing tooth. The royal, who's gifted us with some of the most unforgettable moments, is six.
What animal do you like?
Princess Kate herself snapped the photo amid her cancer battle and no doubt knew it would face intense scrutiny.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
E.T. has been told the pic is not edited and, quote, the family was cognizant of the fact that they have asked for privacy during the princess's recovery. However, they wanted to share the photo as a way to thank those who have sent birthday wishes. Meanwhile, this tribute to the late Queen Elizabeth was recently unveiled, honoring the monarch on what would have been her 98th birthday. And we go now from the royal family to the American Idol one. Our Denny director was with the whole gang. Hey, Denny, fun night.
Oh, yeah, it was an exciting night. And thankfully for Luke Bryan, both feet stayed on the ground. When I saw that fall, I was like, are you okay? How's your back?
Ironically, last week I had to get like a chiropractor to the room. When I hit the ground, I was like, oh, all the work I did to get my back feeling better. It's out.
It's sore again.
And then, you know, everybody's reporting that it's a cell phone. I was kind of hamming that up. I don't know. I don't think it was a cell phone. I think it was just a slick. Okay. But, you know, I need viral moments. You know.
You got a good one.
My lawyer will be calling.
While Luke's all good, Katy Perry was a nervous wreck during Orlando Bloom's 13,000-foot fall and other stunts during his Daredevil series.
She maybe didn't fully grasp to quite what extreme I was going to.
Every time he called me, I was just thanking God. I was like, there it is,
yeah.
One piece. I can't stop him, and I just wanted to let him know, honey, I'm impressed, and I'm proud of you. I'm so impressed with you. Please don't ever do this again. If that was all to impress me, you did it. Now stop.
Yeah, the fiancés of 5 years learned they can't change each other.
That's really hard. To keep letting go and to keep letting her go, how things should be, or the idea of what intimacy or intimate moments are to you versus them. That's the person you're going to learn that lesson with.
We both hold each other accountable as best we can. That's part of what, you know, works for us as a couple who are trying to evolve.
Of course, Katy is evolving, leaving Idol after this season, so Lionel Richie's got some replacement ideas.
Look, I'll take your place.
Kelly, you know, if you don't have anything else to do, I'd like to drop that out there. Big fan. Taylor, if you're available, we'd like to have you out there.
You're shooting for the stars. You know, I love it.
While we know Ryan Seacrest is a Swiftie, but what about guest mentor Meghan Trainor?
Do you think she has what it takes to replace Katie as a judge, possibly?
She was very good. Meghan is a super talent, too, and she's got a great sense of humor, she's fun, and she's spontaneous. I love Meghan Trainor.
But let's get back to Taylor. It's been 4 days since shots were fired with what many call her Kim K diss track.
All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something.
Last night, Kim had her first interview. Kimmel did not address the snake in the room. Instead,
you sleep with your eyes slightly open.
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have. I see. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love you.
Unlike Kim, Conan O'Brien is embracing this Taylor era. The TV host posted Conan's version of Tay's The Tortured Poets Department, typewriter and all. On his set list, I Look in People's Windows, and The Albatross.
She's the albatross.
Another proud Swiftie, Channing Tatum, who's playing a billionaire in the film directed by fiancé Zoe Kravitz, Blink Twice. Today, we're finally getting a first look.
We're going to my island for a few days.
Do you guys want to come?
This is crazy.
The horror film, in theaters August 23rd, is about a dream private island vacay gone all kinds of wrong.
So do you think the human sacrifice is before or after dinner?
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
Who has my knife?
Oh, dude, your eye.
What? Oh, no, I know, right?
We need to know what's really going on.
Zoe recently said she's so grateful for that film because that brought you into her life. What do you think it is about you two that works so well?
Creativity.
We're just pretty good at creating a day. And we'll see what we create as far as movies, but I enjoyed creating with it.
Blink Twice, if I'm in danger.
Everybody's dead.
You know I love art, but boy, am I glad they changed the title of movie. Yes, indeed. All right, coming up, we are taking it back to Dunder Mifflin.
And this out of office reunion.
Aw.
You always left me satisfied and smiling.
That's what she said.
From The Office to the world of imaginary friends, behind the scenes of Steve Carell and John Krasinski's new movie, If.
This is so intimate.
Then the countdown to fashion's biggest night, what Zendaya is planning for her first Met Gala in 5 years.
Going up the steps is very daunting.
And Jennifer Lopez, a sci-fi star, a first look at her new film full of AI.
What do I do?
Stop it!
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Am I disappearing? Oh,
I am not ready for this.
Blue's played by Steve Carell, who happens to be a dear friend. We actually worked together on this little thing a long time ago.
You always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Get ready, fans of The Office. John Krasinski and Steve Carell are back together, and only E.T. has your first look at the moment they reunited.
You guys, has it been years?
Years.
Years.
I'm glad we're getting
it. This is so intimate. All right, let me try one more.
Okay. Oh, so anyway, I haven't seen Steve in, geez, it's gotta be...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like they were never apart. Oh. Steve is one of the voices in If, written and directed by John.
Action.
Get it? Imaginary? Friend?
In theaters May 17th, If is the story of a girl who can see imaginary friends. Ryan Reynolds is the neighbor who tries to help abandoned Ifs find new kids.
We have to help them.
Yes, we do.
John called all his celeb friends for this one. Clooney, Damon, of course his wife Emily Blunt, and Ryan's wife Blake Lively, as well as Bradley Cooper, Amy Schumer, and Christopher Maloney.
Good luck, Short Sack.
Sorry. Sorry, it's just so exciting.
That was great.
By the way, the rest of the Office cast has said they are down for an Office return as long as showrunner Greg Daniels is involved, and we know he is working on another Office follow-up series, so maybe there's hope. In the meantime, John has to deal with his wife, Emily Blunt, falling
for another co-star.
I could actually write a sort of laundry list of things that I admire and adore about Ryan.
Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt's action comedy teaming up with Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham.
Why me?
You're a stuntman, for God's sake.
She dishes on her instant chemistry with Emily, the song that solidified their bond.
We fell in love with each other on this, fully. Oh.
And the other hit that gets Hannah in her feels.
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I haven't been to the Met for quite a few years now, so I'm coming back a little bit nervous.
In just 13 days, Zendaya will co-chair fashion's biggest night.
Cinderella, that's right!
Her last Met, this Cinderella moment 5 years ago with her light-up ball gown.
I first went when I was 18 years old. Terrifying, you know? Going up the steps. It's very daunting.
It is my first time. I'm so excited. This is like a dream come true.
Over the years, the five-timer has given us everything from birds to a bowl cut to this Joan of Arc gown of armor. This year's theme, the Garden of Times. So expect melancholic florals and archival pieces. Joining Queen Z as co-chairs,
I'm VIP.
Bad Bunny, Vogue editor Anna Wintour, first-timer Chris Hemsworth.
I kind of stand there like a mannequin, like, oh, this, that, and the other, and then I look at my wife and she goes, yes, or no, yes.
And then there's J-Lo, who's hit those steps a whopping 13 times before.
I have a few different sketches. I'm still deciding. I'm also one of those people who chooses at the last minute.
Next up, Jennifer's battling rogue artificial intelligence in her new flick, Atlas, hitting Netflix May 24th. We got robots, flying cars, explosions, Sterling K. Brown, and Simu Liu as a renegade robot.
If we don't stop Harley,
all life on Earth is doomed.
What do I do?
Strap it!
Oh my God. Okay. Let's do this.
You had me at Sterling K. Brown. All right, let's get to Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. The Fall Guy stars got all suited up for their London premiere yesterday and served up even more style today in Paris. Their on and off-screen chemistry, anything but a stunt, as our Denny Directo found out.
What are you doing later? Want to go to a beach somewhere?
Drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
What's one thing you each love about one another?
She brings that blunt force. She brings the magic. She just... Mary Poppins pulls whatever it is out of her bag.
Can you imagine that?
I could actually write a sort of laundry list of things that I admire and adore about Ryan. He's the best. Funny, kind.
Look how suspicious he looks.
You don't believe that?
And he hates compliments.
But he loves action. In The Fall Guy, Ryan is fire as a stuntman, and Emily, well, she calls the shots as his director and love interest.
You look terrible.
You look amazing.
Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham co-stars as a ruthless producer. But you know what we discovered in the film hitting theaters May 3rd? It's actually the inspo behind Ryan and Emily's SNL duet.
'Cause I was just kidding, and now I'm just Ryan.
Your character is in his emotions when Taylor Swift's All Too Well starts playing in this car.
Oh, is he ever?
I didn't know they were filming.
Did you pick that song?
They were like,
I was like, guys.
Normally, just to dispel the myth of crying scenes, they come in with like a bit of menthol spray to help you get it going. He didn't need any.
I bet, because Taylor has that effect on people.
Projectile tears.
Yeah. Cartoon tears.
You guys, what's a song that gets you in your feelings? That vulnerable.
When I was young, never needed anyone all by myself.
You know what myself and Emily were listening to a lot when we were shooting this? Was I Can Buy Myself Flowers. We fell in love with each other on this, fully.
Still ahead, 13 going on 30 turns 20. E.T.'s behind the scenes with the cast.
Thriller was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, our Lisa Vanderpump exclusive, her hot take on the future of Vanderpump Rules.
We'll see. We'll know when the time's right.
We leave you now with 13 going on 30, actually turning 20. Good night, everybody.
Do the Thriller dance. Come on, come on, come on.
Thriller was fun.
E.T. behind the scenes with Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo back in 2003. And for this Thriller throwback at Mark's Walk of Fame ceremony in February. The cast reuniting today via Zoom to thank fans.
Thank you, everyone. You've been the best fans of this movie.
Yesterday was my 13th birthday. And then today I woke up and I'm this.
The movie was filmed during Jen's hiatus from Alias. It was her first leading film role in Mark's rom-com breakout.
What is your favorite memory from that film?
Probably the Razzle scene.
Razzle Red.
It's meant so much to so many people since then, which has been such a gift.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.